I am the candidate of peace. I am peace. People don't believe that.
A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for a man who wants to end wars, not start them.
We do not want war with Iran. We actually want peace. The Iranians are clearly not very good at war. Perhaps they should follow President Trump's lead and give peace a chance.
Kamala's campaigning with warmongers like Liz Cheney. How do you think that is? She picks Liz Cheney, whose father virtually destroyed the Middle East. You know, Liz Cheney, she talks big, oh, I want war. She always wants war. Every time I was with her in the White House, we should attack this nation, that nation, nations that people never even heard of, we should attack. She's a big, big, tough guy. She sits back in Washington, oh, we ought to go and attack Iran, Iraq. We're going to attack everybody. That's why I broke up with her. All she wanted to do is go to war with everybody. These war hawks, they want to draft your kids to die in wars, and they will never fight themselves.
You know, we'll stay around the country for 15 years, just bomb the hell out of everybody, make everybody miserable. Nobody knows why we're there, you know, the wars that never end.
These endless wars that we've been in, I've gotten us out of so many.
We don't want to get into wars.
We're tired of fighting. I'm the only president in the last 84 years that didn't start a war.
Under Trump, we will have no more wars.
No more wars.
No more wars.
We will have prosperity and peace.
We will have prosperity and we will have peace.
Remember, I'm the president of peace.
They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. He's going to start a war. I said, no, no, no. My rhetoric is going to keep us out of wars. And that's what happened.
My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective. I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election because he thinks that's the only way he can get elected. Isn't it pathetic?